From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, November 3rd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Greg Hudson is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County officials have launched a new website intended to help expand and develop local business opportunities. The site, buyingreene.com, was launched on Monday, October the 31st, by the Greene County Department of Economic Development, Planning, and Tourism. Greene County Business and Marketing Coordinator Terry Weiss said, and I quote, "This is really a small business retention and expansion program. We want to support and expand our local businesses and have our main streets vibrant," end quote. Weiss said the website is a new interpretation of the county's Buy in Green, Invest in Green initiative. It is targeted at sparking small business creation and growth and creating a digital presence for shops, restaurants, and services. Many local businesses do not have websites and are located in communities without reliable internet. Weiss said the site's interactive Start a Business is a step-by-step how-to feature with tips, with information on the community and county business opportunities, and the resources available to business owners, all offered free of charge. Weiss said the county is marketing the county to those in the Tri-County area around New York City, hoping to lure prospective business owners upstate. Greene County Director of Economic Development, Planning, and Tourism, Warren Hart, said in a press release, "The new website is a promising tool to attract and grow business in the county and a sign of dedication from the county leaders to expand the county's economy." You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Carrie Allen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that town budget season is well underway and public hearings on the towns of Canaan and Chatham proposed 2017 spending plans are scheduled for this week and next. Canaan is looking at a preliminary budget of $1.33 million, an increase of nearly $30,000 over the current year. However, the amount to be raised by taxes will be less than last year. This is the ninth year in a row without a tax increase for the town of Canaan, Supervisor Rich Cavini said. The preliminary budget has been filed with the town clerk, and the public hearing will be held tonight, Thursday, November the 3rd. The town of Chatham is facing a budget shortfall of more than $225,000. The Citizens Finance and Planning Committee met and made recommendations, and the board held several budget workshops before putting forward a preliminary spending plan totaling $3.4 million, a decrease of $237,000 from the previous year. In calculating the 2017 budget, the board moved to a zero-based budgeting process, Supervisor Maria Lull said. "Every activity supported by the budget has been calculated based on real cost," Lull said. To save money, the board will move property assessment to the county level and is looking to eliminate a seat on the Planning Board and Zoning Board of Appeals. The historian pay has also been cut and the position made volunteer. Chatham will hold its public hearing next Thursday, November the 10th. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli has released a report on immigration in New York, finding that immigrants make up 22% of the state's population, well above the national average of 13%. In addition to driving the growth of New York City and its suburbs, immigrants have helped stabilize the populations of several upstate cities, including Buffalo and Utica. The report also found that immigrants tend to be better educated and have lower unemployment rates than the national population as a whole. More than 92% of the immigrants settling in the state reside in New York City, Long Island, and the Hudson Valley, according to the report. Nearly half of the state's immigrants come from Latin America. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. William J. Kimball in the Daily Freeman reports that in Pine Plains, someone needs to be town assessor even if no one is on the ballot on November the 8th. No political party nominated a candidate, but current assessor Robert Cordella hopes people in the North Dutchess County town can spell his name as a write-in. Cordella, a Republican and a retired Consolidated Edison supervisor, was appointed to the post last year. Town Assessment Board Chairman Jim Mara said, and I quote, "The office is listed on the ballot with no name beneath it," end quote. He went on to say, and I quote, "When I called the Dutchess County Board of Elections on Friday, they told me that neither party held a caucus and no name came to them for the office," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that Philip Bickerton and Matthew Nelson are running for the Kinderhook Town Board seat left open by the town board after the death of board member Deborah Simon Miser earlier this year. Bickerton is currently a trustee on the Valencia Village Board, running on the Republican, Conservative, and Independence Party line. He is a self-employed carpenter and volunteers with the Valencia Fire Department, the Valencia Santa Claus Club, Valencia Community Watch, and the Valencia Community Theater. Bickerton said, and I quote, "More communications between local governments, their boards, and civic organizations through workshops and informal meetings is necessary. This would be simple and useful without reinventing the wheel. Shared knowledge, shared goals, and shared services can make us more efficient and help keep taxes low," end quote. Nelson is a member of the Ichabod Crane Board of Education, running on the Democratic line. He is the vice president of the Small Balance Loan Program at the Community Preservation Corporation and serves on the Town Board of Assessment Review. Nelson is also on the steering committee for the Connect Columbia, a community group trying to build affordable broadband access to all parts of the county, and is the founder, organizer of KNVCAN, the Kinderhook Niverville Valencia Community Action Network. Nelson said, and I quote, "I will put my experience in government and the private sector to work to help the town grow and prosper while maintaining its unique character and charm. I am driven by ideas and issues, not politics. I am a pragmatic and practical individual who will look at all sides of an issue and work with others to produce the best results possible. I humbly ask for your support on November 8th, end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Greg Hudson reports in the Windham Journal about Bradley Jenkins and Ronald Lipton running for a one-year term on Lexington's town board. Jenkins is the Republican incumbent, a lifelong Lexington resident who was previously highway superintendent. He retired from the Greene County Highway Department last year. In 2015, Jenkins lost a contest for town supervisor and says, and I quote, "I think highway matters have been a top priority for me while I've been on the board," end quote. Lipton, a Democrat, has lived in Lexington for 10 years and is now retired after working in state and local governments and overseas. He says broadband internet is necessary for Lexington to expand. He said, and I quote, "I think we need to get businesses here, and we're not going to get businesses here unless we get broadband. There is a big movement to bring broadband here in Greene County, and I think that's a program we need to make Lexington a place for business to come," end quote. You can read that full story in the Windham Journal. The Daily Freeman reports that a Hudson woman who was reported missing, and I quote, "has been located and is in good health," end quote, according to state police. Police did not say where Darlene A. Cowden, 56, was found, but have called off the search. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers for today, mainly after 10 a.m. The temperature high will be 63 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of showers mainly before 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 43. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, isolated showers before 11 a.m., then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 50 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 29. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 52 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 40. The sun rose at 7:32 a.m. this morning, and it will set at 5:45 p.m. this evening. That will give us 10 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the third day of November 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.